authentically connecting to our purpose and sharing it fearlessly, unapologetically. We all have something within us that's dying to come out, that is just resonating with who we are. And I think when we pivot and we first allow ourselves to say, what is it about me? What's authentic about my story? What makes me me? And being able to own that in a way where we're proud of it, not in an arrogant way, but in a way that says, I'm here for a purpose and I'm here to share that in whatever way I'm meant to, whether it's a smaller scale, a larger scale. I think entrepreneurship too is also allowing us within our day to take pieces of ourselves that make us come to life and include them in our day. I think the only way we can truly be of service to ourselves and of service to others in that purpose-filled, aligned, let's call it a career or calling. I don't want to say job because a job to me sounds like work. I truly believe we could all be doing something and attached to something that is so much fun. But in order to do that, we have to be in alignment.
Namaste, sweet souls. My name is Shilpa, and you're listening to the Omni Mindfulness Podcast. I am a mindset and meditation coach for professional women and mompreneurs. The purpose of this show is to offer stories and content that allows you to increase your awareness of your authentic self and be inspired by connecting to the personal and professional stories of other souls. Souls who are walking the walk and living everyday human experiences with inspired intentions. These are the stories that will expand your consciousness and spark within you to ask, what if? Each season, I offer content to help you create a holistic lifestyle that embodies spirituality, mindfulness, mindset, and energy awareness. Through my conversations with experts in their niche area and solo casts from yours truly, my intention is to help you holistically revitalize, reset, and relax your body, mind, and spirit. I'm your host and founder of Omni Mindfulness. So ask yourself, what if just one story could be the catalyst to shift the trajectory of my life? What if I become instrumental in serving other souls to realize their true self? And what if my soul's higher purpose is in the realization of Omni Mindfulness joy? It's never too late to rewrite your story. And now, today's episode. Welcome back, sweet souls. This is your host, Shilpa. I wanted to share some exciting news about a little challenge I'm running, as I'm trying to get more people to discover this podcast and the conversations that inspire those who value personal growth. And the best way to do that is to leave reviews. You can leave a review on Spotify, Google Podcasts, or Apple Podcasts. So my request to you is to leave a review if you feel that you've received any value at all from these episodes of Omni Mindfulness. It would mean so much to me if you could write a little review regarding any episode that resonated with you. Please take a screenshot of that review and email it to me at omnimindfulness@gmail.com. In return, I will offer you my one-page guide to spark your meditation practice through Sankalpa. Sankalpa is a Sanskrit word for intention setting. Along with this, you'll receive a link to my guided meditation that will guide you through an intention setting meditation, positive affirmations, which you can practice daily. I guarantee that this gift will help you start a daily intention setting practice with a spark. It is my gift for you for being a listener, being a supporter, and of course, to enable you to manifest the best meditation practice. And we are now in my fifth podcast season, exploring the topic of spirituality. Each month, my guest and I delve deeper. In January, we explore spiritual entrepreneurship. In February, spiritual leadership and wisdom. And wrapping up with spiritual awareness in March. Stay tuned. And up next Courtney Zalucki. Courtney has 17 years of experience as an elementary school teacher and served as a literacy coach for 2 years for a large school district. In 2017, Courtney started her own online health and wellness coaching through Beachbody. Through her own personal journey in spiritual growth, she is the creator of the Pivot Process, a transformational healing blueprint, which she is now teaching through online courses, one-on-one, and group healing work. Courtney is an international best-selling contributing author. She is a motivational speaker and host of her very own weekly Facebook show, Sunday Sit Down. And now, here's Courtney.
Well, thank you for being here. I am so excited.
Thank you for having me. I'm honored to be here.
To get started, perhaps you can share with our audience your history, where you've been.
Sure.
And how does spiritual entrepreneurship fit in where you're at in your life?
You bet. So just to kind of give you the short version, I think it's important for me to say that I have spent the majority of my life living in high anxiety. I've been very consumed by fear and what if behavior. So if anyone can relate, I have always been the person who is always waiting for the bomb to drop, waiting for the worst case scenario, thinking the what if thoughts. And even in moments in my life where good things have happened, I realized looking back and reflecting on those moments that I had a really hard time allowing them. And so what's interesting is that externally, if you knew me growing up, you would probably say I was a positive person because I've always tried to be that on the outside. What I didn't recognize or know, I didn't have an awareness of it, was that it was what was on the inside that I wasn't allowing myself to heal, that I wasn't allowing myself to really reflect on. So on the outside, it may have looked a certain way, but on the inside, there was just so much fear and always acting from that trauma-based place. I think we all can probably say that trauma is within all of us, whether it's with a big T or a little T, it's there and it really shapes our experiences. And I think until we're able to really understand that and find an awareness of it, we can kind of live on an autopilot, which was what I was doing for a really long time. I kind of like to think of it as the walking dead. And so it's so funny how life works. I shouldn't say funny. I would say I'm in awe of how life works. I would say back in October of 2019, I just had the best day. I had spent the day on a boat on the Hudson River with a friend of mine who was just giving me the history of the day. And I remember just thinking in that moment, like, this is such an amazing experience. And when I was driving home from that day, I remember thinking to myself, what is it about today? What is this moment? Like, what am I feeling? What is different about this? And later on that night before bed, like, it hit me that it was joy. It was joy from the inside out. And what made it so significantly different for me was that I allowed it. I wasn't waiting for the bomb to drop. I wasn't waiting for something to be taken away. I simply just allowed it. And I think in that moment, there was this like aha. We talk about those aha moments, those epiphany moments in life when we're like, whoa. And I guess in that moment, there was hope that if I could do it one time, I could do it again, and I could do it again, and I could do it again. And, you know, it's said that when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. And I know that I was ready to accept a different way of being. And so I felt really inspired to take a journey within myself and to really learn more about my mindset and how I could continually allow myself to be in that state of allowing goodness, of allowing happiness. And I remember reading books like The Universe Has Your Back, You're a Badass. I remember reading A Return to Love. I read A Course in Miracles. I read a lot of Wayne Dyer books. I mean, I just kept going one after the other and found myself in complete awe that that label, which is what I had placed on myself of being the anxious one, was nothing that I had to actually live by. I was allowing the fear to control me when in fact I could actually retrain myself, retrain my wiring, change the neuroplasticity day by day, little by little, and bit by bit, to really pivot. And that's my word, is pivot, because it's so empowering when you say, I can feel happy and allow that. That is my birthright. That is what I'm here for. And so just through my own experience of, I started meditating, which I never thought I'd be able to do. I started journaling daily on things that I was feeling gratitude for. I started to take my faith. I grew up Catholic, and I have no judgments of anything. What really happened to me, what my huge pivot was that the faith that one felt external to me became internalized within me. I started to feel God spirit within me, and I started realizing that however it resonates with us, whether it be God, the universe, a presence of love, source, Holy Spirit, it all roots in a sense of love. That's it. But it's within us. And so finding that love within ourselves and taking that journey within ourselves really helped me to find that inner peace and inner happiness that I didn't need to look externally for. And so to wrap up kind of my journey and where it's got me to now, I've been a single mom for a while. I've been through some really toxic relationships. I've been through bankruptcy. I feel like in every area of life where there's a bucket that we could place ourselves in, I've hit rock bottom in a lot of those buckets. And so I found myself wanting to share my journey about 2 years ago when all this happened. And I started doing live videos on my Facebook page, and I would call them Sunday Sit Down. This was before I came up with the idea of pivot. I was just sharing. I didn't realize it was all part of this tapestry that is now happening, but I started sharing openly. And the more I shared, the more not only was I transforming, but the more I realized that I had a powerful story within me that I could embrace and share with the world. And I've become really, really passionate. I've been an elementary school teacher for a long time now, about 18 years. And I've been a Beachbody coach, which started with a decision to just do more for myself. But I'm at a point now where I realize that this message of inner peace and living love as our lifestyle is so rooted in what I know I'm meant to do, that now it's just a journey of transitioning from the elementary classroom into the world and really helping all of the Courtneys out there, because we're all connected, who live in fear, who have trauma, who feel like there's not a better way, and to help them say that we can live love as our lifestyle. I think the world needs it so badly right now. And PIVOT is an acronym. Every letter stands for a part of the process that we delved into in order to pivot our life completely and really live a life of miracles.
Hey, sweet souls, if you are seeking to start 2023 strong, then you are in for a treat. In 2023, I'm collaborating with the financial planner and author of Awaken Your Wealth, Julie Murphy, to host a 3-month online workshop aimed at professional working women or mompreneurs who seek to manifest financial freedom. Did you know that taking your manifestations to the next level is about integration of financial planning tools and mindfulness modalities that help you cultivate the skills to recognize what your current abundance mindset is and build your ability to receive? In 3 months, you can learn practical skills combined with powerful mindfulness tools to overcome your financial fears, eliminate anxiety, and take control of your financial life. Join us and learn to implement a practical plan to optimize your money and your life. Click on the link at the bottom of the show notes to get on the early sign-up list. Namaste.
That's so beautiful. And I love the fact that you were aware that most of these pivots in life start with awareness. And you seem to have tuned into yourself.
Yes, I think awareness is the first step, because we don't know that something can be transformed within us if we're not aware of it. And I think the key to our awareness too, though, is also knowing that transformation is never about not being good enough where we are right now. Transformation is allowing ourselves to release what no longer serves us and become an even better version of who we are.
Absolutely. Now, what does PIVOT stand for?
Sure, you bet. So the P in PIVOT stands for our perspective. That's that awareness. And once we have it, it's the ability and willingness to say, I don't know how the heck I'm going to do this, but I am willing to pretend that today is my first day here with this human experience, and I'm going to allow a totally new way of thinking, a new way of being, and I'm going to start all over. I'm going to completely offer up the idea that there's another way to live that I haven't really thought about, and I'm willing to change my perspective. The I is the inner journey. For me, that's lifelong, but it's also the really fun part, because I think so often, I know for me anyway, I was living from here, I was in my head, and there was this mental chatter that was clutter, and it was nagging, and it was always telling me the bad stuff. What I've learned is to come from here down to here, to that. When I talk about a spiritual journey, I'm talking finding your spirit, what makes you authentically you, what makes you come to life, and what keeps you attached to what you know in your heart, not in your head, but in your heart. So the inner journey is all about the daily practices. And I like to call them spiritual practices, not with any type of rules attached to them, but because you're finding your spirit, you're coming to life, and it's the journaling, it's the meditation, it's taking time for you, it's honoring your body, it's fueling your body, it's saying that my body is the house to my soul. And so it's all those little things that have actually been really fun for me that I look forward to in my day every day that really help us to get to that spiritual soul level. The V is visualization. So when we think about oftentimes saying, I'm going to believe it when I see it, visualizing is allowing that inner part of you, that soulful part of you, to allow you to see what it is it's already seen. The best part of ourselves has already seen it, right? Like, they've seen us living our best life, and they know what we want and what's best for us. And so visualization is taking time to see ourselves in that best version of who we are, and starting to feel our way into it. Because anytime we're doing something, we're doing it to feel better. And so sometimes we think that when we get to a certain point, we're going to feel better. But let's feel better now. Let's feel our way into it by visualizing it and being so grateful of what it feels like to already be that. The O is offering up everything to that higher divine presence, however it resonates with us. And that's going to be different from one person to another, but I think that's the beauty of our own authenticity, is that if it's rooted in love and it's coming from a place where I'm committed to my wellness, and I'm not doing anything to hurt myself or anyone else in the process, and I'm committed to learning through love, however it resonates with us, I don't think it really matters. We're just offering it up, and we're saying, you know what? I surrender. I don't have to do this all alone. I actually have angels in front of me and back of me, on the side of me at all times. And if they're there, but if I don't ask for their help, if I don't invite it in, if I try and do it all alone, I'll never know the miracle and the awe of what it feels like to experience that presence. That has been a huge game changer for me. Oh my gosh. Every day I experience miracles through signs and synchronicities, and there are no coincidences. I am convinced of that. And then the T is the trust. This is a big one, because the one thing I never did that I can say I do now, I trust myself. I go inward. I used to always go outside. What do you think about this? What do you think about this? And I was called gullible growing up, and I was called fickle growing up. And, you know, I was called all the things that made me feel like I didn't have the intelligence to make my own way for myself. And so trusting is about trusting the vibes. It's about trusting here, not here, and trusting here, not out there. But it's also trusting timing. It's allowing life to unfold, even through the challenges, even when things are in the muck and we feel like there's no way to get out, trusting that that's there to teach us, to get us out to a place that's better than we could ever have imagined possible. It's trusting the guidance, even when it's guidance that maybe we don't want to hear. And it's really just trusting that we're exactly where we need to be at all times, and putting together, that's pivot.
I resonate deeply with each of those letters. And as you would describe each one, I'm like, oh, that relates to me. Mm. So that's beautiful. I think many of us, men and women, we are in different places in our lives where that pivot is necessary. But those elements of what you pulled into it, that's brilliant.
Oh, thank you. I receive that with so much gratitude, because it's something when you say it resonates with you, I would say, of course, because we're all connected. We're all on that journey. I think life is the journey back to here. Yeah. I think we came into life as that spiritual, beautiful, loving presence. And then we learned fear while we were here. And I think life is all about saying, I deserve to be happy. I deserve to live my best life. And I'm going to journey back to that place so I can prove to myself that it's always available to me.
Absolutely. And a lot of the thread of what you were describing also goes back to dropping back into the heart. That is, again, something that deeply resonates with me, because I've been cerebral, been stuck in the head, and often through the day, every day, I have to remind myself to drop back into the heart.
Yes.
Sometimes and putting your hand on the heart is the reminder.
Yes. There's a beautiful, I can't take credit for this, but there's a beautiful prayer I follow, Kyle Gray, who is just releasing a new book. It's going to be released in a few days, called Trust Your Vibes. And he always calls on Archangel Michael to cut any of the energy that no longer serves us. And one of the most beautiful things that he says as a prayer is, he says, I am the master of my mind and my body. And where love is present, fear is a stranger. Fear cannot exist. And I am love, and love is always within me. And then he says to always envision yourself wrapped in light, however that resonates with you. But I think always going back to that heart space, it is a different way of being, you know, it is different.
It is. It can change the course of your day, just shifting your thinking, shifting and dropping back into the heart. Just last week, I felt a sense of overwhelm. And as I proceeded to make my day happen, you know, with the tasks and things I needed to do, I made a little pivot in the day. I decided I was going to pause and do something for my family, just do something simple, like make them a nicer breakfast than I normally have time for. And I thought, I just want to work from my heart this morning, today.
And it was the awareness that something wasn't serving you. I find that anytime that we're feeling that sense of overwhelm, the one thing I recognize now is that our breath is truly our life. And so I think sometimes we think that when we're trying to overcome obstacles like anxiety or patterns of behavior that we have kept and maybe not even realize that have just been conditioned, indoctrinated into just who we are, it feels so overwhelming to say, I'm going to conquer that. But if we can realize the power in reconnecting with our breath, even if it's just saying, okay, I'm feeling anxious right now. I know for me, I like to take two deep breaths, like two breaths in my nose, like, and then, right? And just letting it out. And it's amazing how even just that breath work can totally help to regulate our nervous system.
Absolutely. And even with my meditation training, it's a daily practice for me. It's not like, oh, I'm certified, so I'm good at breath work and breathing, or breath work and meditation. It's a daily practice.
Yeah. And I think sometimes, I know as a mom, have we ever found that we always say, I don't have time for myself. I just don't have time for that. We feel guilty. We feel like it's selfish. And I think if we're practicing daily the negativity without realizing it, if we're practicing self-criticizing ourselves or shaming ourselves or feeling like we're not worthy, we can just as easily practice saying, I'm worthy of feeling happy. I'm worthy of taking a deep breath right now, and realizing that it's not actually work. It's just reframing the choices that we make to feel better.
It's another way of thinking about it. It's not just self-care, but self-love.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for the description of pivot. Again, I do resonate deeply, and I know that a lot of women who are in the place in life where they are transitioning or making different choices, they need these tools and they need to hear from others that you're not alone. Maybe you could share a little bit about what your definition of entrepreneurship is and how that plays into insights you have for someone like myself, maybe, who is ready to continue on that journey.
I love that question. Thank you for asking. I'm going to say, for me, entrepreneurship now, as opposed to maybe 2 years ago, my answer is authentically connecting to our purpose and sharing it fearlessly, unapologetically. We all have something within us that's dying to come out, that is just resonating with who we are. And I think when we pivot and we first allow ourselves to say, what is it about me? What's authentic about my story? What makes me me? And being able to own that in a way where we're proud of it, not in an arrogant way, but in a way that says, I'm here for a purpose and I'm here to share that in whatever way I'm meant to, whether it's a smaller scale, a larger scale. I think entrepreneurship too is also allowing us within our day to take pieces of ourselves that make us come to life and include them in our day. I think the only way we can truly be of service to ourselves and of service to others in that purpose-filled, aligned, let's call it a career or calling. I don't want to say job because a job to me sounds like work. I truly believe we could all be doing something and attached to something that is so much fun. But in order to do that, we have to be in alignment with the actions and the activities that do that for us. Because when we're in that, now we can say, now how do I share that with the world? How do I take what I'm really, really good at and how do I create something around that where I could actually not only serve myself, I could serve other people and receive, I like to call it divine compensation for that, because it's in alignment with who we're supposed to be. And I think only wonderful things can happen as a result of that. And I think the fearless entrepreneur also says, I've got to trust the timing of all this. I'm going to, and where we pivot and we're offering it up and we're trusting and we're visualizing, it's all coming together, right? It's almost like that manifestation, but it's doing it in a way where it says, this is what I'm supposed to be here to do. And because it's aligned with me and love and service to myself and others, it's not a matter of if it's going to happen. It's just trusting that it's all going to unfold, and maybe even in a better way than I could have ever possibly imagined. I think that's what that offering up is so important in our entrepreneurship, because it's, I like to think of that word tapestry. Where am I going today? What today is leading me toward the bigger purpose, the bigger step. I think allowing ourselves to know that that idea inside of us is there for a reason. All the best things in our world have come because they started as a thought. And people had that fearless bravery and authenticity to say, I'm gonna go for that, you know.
The word alignment is so essential in what you described. And immediately when you said it, I thought of a conversation I just had yesterday with a fellow coach. We were having a similar conversation, and it was about when you are in that right space, when you start feeling the flow, there's an element of alignment that has occurred, where your spirit, your body, your mind, your soul, your attitude even, they've come into alignment. Because I've worked with corporate women for years, and often there was this undercurrent of unhappiness, undercurrent of stress. And it's not to say that whatever work you do, you can be happy there, and it can be fulfilling with the right attitude.
Yes.
And if you're doing it as an entrepreneur, the key is also being in alignment, whether it's doing it as a school teacher or doing it as a entrepreneur. The alignment needs to be there. I think the letters of your acronym, the PIVOT, really touches on helping you reframe, am I in alignment? Because when you're offering it up, you're also aligning to a higher source.
Yes. And I think the more we practice that, it's hard at first when I know for me, I hadn't looked at myself that way. I hadn't looked at my life that way. I had to every day tell myself, I'm going to commit to doing it differently. If I want different results, I have to do this differently. And I think the more and more I get in touch with that part of me, the more I feel not only aligned, but there's inspired action. It's not the should. I should be doing this. I have to do this. I should do this. Oh, it's like these downloads we start getting. And we just do them. And sometimes we do something and we don't realize until we look back and connect the dots that it was all meant for a higher purpose.
Yeah, the downloads are the fun parts. I can tell you, the more I've opened up the door to the unfolding of my entrepreneurship, the downloads come more frequently. And
yes.
So I will be in meditation, and often it's gone to the point where I have to have a notepad next to me because I'm not meditating to be distracted. I'm meditating for a more divine, higher purpose. Yet things come to me. The ideas come to me and I have to write it down. Like it looks like you're in the same place.
I think it's so brilliant to write things down because it's capturing the essence of what's true to us at that moment. For me, writing has become very, very cathartic. And it's interesting because I always thought about journaling and always, what am I going to write? What am I going to do? I felt the same way about prayer. How do I pray? What do I do? And it's amazing how when you just allow yourself to do it without judgment and just write what comes on the page. You know, I know for me, part of my own entrepreneurship is not only providing healing and support, especially to women and teenagers who are really looking to pivot, but to be a speaker, because it brings me such joy. Like when I do my weekly Sunday sit downs, it's just joy every time I do it. And then writing a book about the process as well, you know, and those are all part of the downloads, right? When you say, oh, there's a book, and oh, there's speaking, and there's healing work, and it just, when it feels like, yes, I'm excited for that. I think that's how we know we're in the right path for our spiritual entrepreneurship.
Aside from alignment, I now also feel like what you're describing is flow, because when you are in alignment, then the inspired actions will lead to a sense of flow. And I've seen that because I've seen you talk, and it always feels so authentic.
Thank you.
And it feels like there's a source of energy that's giving you more and more inspiration.
I receive that too, because I'll tell you, I always have my idea that will become a download. Sometimes it comes minutes before, sometimes it comes throughout the week, and I'll write it down. And every time before I speak, I just pray for the guidance, and I just pray that the words are going to resonate with somebody, even if it's one sentence, and it flows, I feel in alignment with it. I really do. And I just love it, you know, so.
Yeah.
I appreciate you saying that. So thank you.
And you are inspiring people, and people are tuning in. Mm-hmm. I certainly have been tuning into what you say and share.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much. I've really enjoyed this conversation about spiritual entrepreneurship. I know that many women will be able to listen to this and feel not only inspiration, but also feel like they're not alone.
And if I could just say thank you for the opportunity to share. And the one thing I would want to say to anyone who is watching and listening is that if you knew me, and if you knew for 42 years where my mind was, and in a brief time, when you think of, you know, a 2-year journey as opposed to 42 years, if I can do it, anybody can do it.
Yeah.
It's the conviction, it's the belief, it's the willingness to say, I want to show myself what I've got. And there's something within me that needs to be unleashed, and the world needs it, because healing ourselves isn't just an individual thing. We're all so connected. We become a ripple effect. We become a conduit for the love that our world needs, and love can win.
You're doing the work that you have put in your heart, your intention,
yes.
That intention that you've set, it is being fulfilled. And I know that when I listen to you, it certainly has helped me. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much. That means a lot to me. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, thank you again for being on this podcast. And I look forward to having you back, maybe on other topics.
Love it.
Okay, great. Well, have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Thanks again for tuning in. Check out the links in the description, and please subscribe, follow, and share, and continue to practice Omni Mindfulness.